Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol and Medical Services responded to an area along Highway 36 on Friday after a motorist reported they had found an injured man alongside the roadway near Grizzly Creek. That incident actually began last Monday night, May 16th, when 31-year-old Ventislav Donchov, listed as a resident of Chicago, was headed eastbound on 36. It was about 8 o'clock when he lost control of his pickup, and the truck left the roadway and rolled down an embankment. Donchov suffered severe injuries in the crash and was unable to call for help from his cell phone due to a lack of service in the area. It took Donchov until Friday to climb the hillside and flag down a passing motorist. He was taken to Redwood Memorial for treatment of his injuries, and the cause of the original crash remains under investigation. Arcata Fire responded to several reports of smoke coming from an area in the Redwood Community Forest at about 12:40 yesterday afternoon. While en route, firefighters learned that a residence on remote Hilton Lane was burning. When firefighters reached the scene, they found the residents fully involved, and while one engine company attacked the structure fires, others set up to prevent the fire from spreading to surrounding wildlands. It took firefighters about an hour to extinguish the blaze that destroyed the house and displaced the residents, although fire crews were able to save three dogs. There were no injuries reported, and all residents were accounted for. Mutual aid was provided by Blue Lake, Cal Fire, Humboldt Bay, and Fieldbrook. Jordan Christmas has news from Piercy.
Sheriff's deputies in Mendocino County arrested 46-year-old Bradley Nystrom after he publicly discharged his shotgun in an armed robbery incident on Sunday morning. A woman was inside of a residence in Piercy when she heard a gunshot from outside. Nystrom was seen standing in front of the residence, taking the victim's wheelbarrow, and fired his shotgun in the air again as he walked to his house. Deputies responded to the scene and placed Nystrom under arrest, and he was booked for an outstanding warrant, armed robbery, and discharging a firearm within 500 yards of an occupied home.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is searching for 31-year-old Eureka resident Travis Morgan, who was wanted in connection with a suspected kidnapping on Walker Road in Eureka on Sunday. The victim, a 21-year-old man, told sheriff's deputies that he was walking along Walker Road when Morgan pulled up in his pickup, pointed a shotgun at him, and ordered him into the vehicle. Morgan and the victim then argued over a personal issue, according to the victim, before he was dropped off near Hidden Valley Road. Deputies and Fortuna police searched the immediate area and located the pickup, but there was no sign of Morgan, who remains at large. Eureka residents have the chance to enjoy some coffee with Eureka Police Captains Steve Watson and Brian Stevens at a Coffee with Captains event this morning. Stevens and Watson will be on hand at Ramon's Bakery in Old Town to discuss ideas and concerns to make neighborhoods safer. That event begins at 11 and will run through 1 o'clock. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Paul Heliker, the executive director of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, sat down for Talk Shop on Monday to discuss the issue he knows best, water. The district supplies water to 7 municipal customers across the county, and both the district and those customers have been dealing with mandatory water conservation orders from Sacramento. It was last year that Governor Brown made voluntary conservation mandatory, as Heliker explains.
The story that we heard in 2015 and then again in February of this year and just last week was, well, you didn't do what we asked you to do in 2014, so the governor had to come in and tell you what to do. And it's true, he did come in and say, I mandate 25% statewide. We all worked hard to do that. And statewide, sure, we saved 24.9%.
The problem local water distributors and users had was not only meeting mandatory conservation totals, but doing so when the North Coast was getting normal amounts of rainfall. The Ruth Lake Reservoir was filled by December, and the burden locally was eased earlier this month.
So this year, the governor had another executive order in November saying, look at the water conditions in January and make changes in February if it warrants it. Then he just came out with another one on May 9th saying, now make changes as appropriate. And fortunately, they did.
You can hear the entire interview with Paul Heliker by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.